Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We're here.
Wow. We can turn this up a little bit.
What did Schwab do to us last night?
Man.
All of our
Amanda.
Cords are unplugged.
We came in here.
We're
catching up.
Yeah, that one's on me. I forgot to clean up after the guys last night.
Well, no, you shouldn't have to do that. They should clean up after themselves.
Yeah, Schwab.
Don't they have moms?
Yeah, I mean, showbiz guys.
Come in here arrogant.
Mr.
They just
Hollywood.
Leave. Right.
Oh,
leave the
I
desk.
Produced a movie.
Really, Todd does all that for us before we get here?
Todd does everything.
Every day.
Oh.
Todd does everything.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, we got in here this morning, and John and I were talking about this article on the front page of the paper, which we'll get to a little later.
I don't know if I want to talk about it.
I know. We're very stressed out about it. Anyway, and then Amanda starts playing the intro music. We're like, oh, my God, let's get going.
Somebody's trying to kill my pasty dream.
Yeah, we put our headsets on, and they're not plugged
nothing
in.
Nothing there. Yeah, nothing.
Nothing's going on. Yeah. We couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
We just assume. So, you know what? We learn a lesson.
Yeah.
We
those
can't
show busy Hollywood types like Schwab.
Yeah, who come on at night.
Yeah.
Arrogance.
Think they own the place.
Right. However, we also should learn. We need to appreciate Todd more.
A lot more.
For getting it ready.
A lot more. There's going to be a lot more spotted cow in his life. A lot more.
He does like that.
He reminded me to do it, too, and I totally
forgot.
Yeah,
it's okay. We like
it.
You.
Yeah.
We just want to jump all over Schwab.
Yeah.
I'm statewide. Hey, John, how's your little show going with the
with
mayor?
With in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Green Bay. And,
yeah.
And Schwab is statewide.
Gee, I tried listening to you coming down from Marriott. Oh, I guess it wasn't strong enough.
I was in Madison and couldn't pick you guys up.
As for myself, statewide, because I'm Schwab.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, there's a...
I think Conroy's getting like him, too. His
well,
producer.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. So I have this show, you know, on Sundays at 1 o'clock. It's just that Lean Local. And Con is my producer, Conrad. You know, I like him. He's quiet. I don't know much about him. But no, he's not. He doesn't have that arrogance of Schwab.
Schwab was trying to take him under his wing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He's trying to turn him into a Hollywood
type
guy.
So we're either going to turn him into a nice guy with a sense of humor or into an arrogant
Hollywood
guy.
Yep. One of the two.
Okay, it'd be interesting to watch Con.
Yeah.
But
keep an eye on him.
Anyway.
Convoy, we got our eye on you.
He's going to go one way or the other because you can't have both. You can't be a nice.
Because those kids are like 14. It's like, oh, does he hang out with.
Right.
Does he stay in sports?
Or is he going to be with the stoners?
Yes, exactly. It's exactly. I know which way you went.
I did.
Wow.
I'm glad you stayed with sports. Yeah. Well, that's why we get along because we came from two different worlds.
Yeah, very much so. Hey, happy Friday to you. Made it to Friday. Boy, rain again, rain.
Oh, because
forecast and
okay. However, I just I'll get off this in just a second. But I told you about how Wednesday night the City Band concert plays at St. James Park.
No, I don't remember you mentioning that.
I got a couple texts on
that. I bet you did. Stayed out of that one.
And it's the city. You're
I was
taxed
like moonwalking away from that.
You were. But they get paid. They're one of the few city bands that get paid that $3,000 to put on a show. They do 10 shows. So they get $30,000. And the deal is if it rains or if the weather's inclement, then they play the next day, Thursday. So Wednesday night, and, you know, I love the weather people in this community. They predict the weather, and they're very accurate. They said 100% chance of rain. That's pretty high. And sure enough, it rained, and the band, there was just a handful of people there, and the band played for 23 minutes, umbrellas, and then they said, well, we're done. And we said to them when they were walking back to their cars, we said, hey, you guys going to finish it tomorrow night? No, we're done. That's our show, and besides, it's going to rain tomorrow. So last night, 7 o'clock, 71.
Yeah.
Beautiful night.
Yeah.
So I sent them a text.
Yeah.
And reminded them that, you know, had they looked at the weather, we could have had 400 or 500 people there instead of 40 people there, but they got their $3,000 and they're happy, but I'm not. And neither are my neighbors. I got some texts from my neighbors saying, you know, why didn't we have the band concert tonight? Why didn't they cancel last night? And I don't know that, but I'm working on it, Johnny.
I know you are.
I am. I'm going to get to the bottom. This is too much money and too much arrogance.
I know
too.
We keep saying former, but you still have such a passion for getting things done in this city. It's incredible.
And it's, it, thanks, but that's it's real.
I know it's like, it's a passion.
I get no money in this
phony politician kind of thing.
And yeah, I don't know. I just really care about, because I think the community's great, and you know, I got a love for the next generation. Yesterday was I interviewed Jeff Merkus, who's the executive director of Downtown Green Bay, and Brian Johnson, the executive director of On Broadway. You know, talking about more the sizzle than the steak. I mean, there's the bricks and the mortar, the city deck, but how do you program that stuff? But what was cool about it was Kyle, he's like the intern here, and then Con, he's pretty young.
Yeah, yeah.
They were asking about what they're doing for youth. I thought those were like really good questions.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you can get us older white people down here, but I mean, what are you doing for the diversity, the new Green Bay, or the to keep talent here? And, you know, one of their answers, which I didn't like, was like, well, it's okay to move away, you know, as long as you come back. And I get that. I hope my kids come back here. But there's things that we could do. We could learn from other communities. I mean, there's some not big communities. You know, Cedar Rapids, they've done a great job of retaining people down there. Obviously, Nashville. But I'm not saying we're going to have, you know, Broadway with all country music like Broadway has. But I think there's some things we could do to make Green Bay cooler for them. You know, they did mention the Meyer Theater, which is nice. Anyway, that was a good interview. I hope you listened to that Sundays at 1. It was interesting, but with all that said, work to do.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to interrupt you yesterday. Yeah. I thought it was important.
That was nice of you to stop it. So I taped the show Thursdays at 3:30, and I was in here doing the interview, and it's kind of quiet, and then John comes barging in.
With a note. Well, because I was rocking my...
He rescued me.
Yes, I came out the side door, and I was walking around here because I had to come into the studio for something. And I see Jim's car, and I see the light flashing on the meter. And I see the panic you have every morning. Where are my quarters? Where are my quarters? Where are my quarters? And racing out. So I thought, oh, my God, he's going to get a ticket because they're on the prowl. And
they are, yeah.
I actually went to the market, got change, got four quarters.
Oh, really? That's so nice of you, John. You bailed, yeah.
And put them all four in. So I come in, and I tell him, hey, I filled up your meter, okay? And then Con, and what's your other intern's name?
Kyle.
Kyle. I said, hey, just tell Jim. I don't know if he'd read I just filled his meter. Like they said, oh, no, we already did that through the app.
Yeah,
like, what?
Whatever the hell that is.
I said, but the red light's being, he says, doesn't matter. It goes on the license plate.
Really? The red light still?
That's what, yeah.
It sure does.
Which even really surprised me. Yeah. So it showed zero time.
Right.
And the red light was blinking. Like, right. You're getting a ticket. But they said, no, you had plenty of time because they did it through their phone.
So I was chatting with one of the meter maids the other day as he was about to give me a ticket. Did not, though. Thank you again if he's listening. And apparently they have this device through the app where they can just drive by and they'll know if you're out of time or not. It scans. They don't have to walk up anymore.
Oh, good. So they wouldn't have to get out of their car. Isn't that? That's okay. God, I was talking to Brian and I said, look, you guys, you know, they're all how great everything is, and I want to be positive. I said, look, you guys, let's talk about some things that aren't so great. I said, you know, parking. Well, I mean, those guys both have hang tags. They've never gotten a parking ticket in 20 years. I can't believe how much a parking ticket upsets me, but I think people, right? You're trying to come to an area that it's not like we're drawn here because we have to work here, but I mean, there's a lot of people that just come down here. I want to support this restaurant. I want to try this new restaurant. And they come out and they get a $21 ticket. And they say, well, you know what we need is like a grace period, like an hour.
Or even 15 minutes.
Yeah, but they're the ones who, they propose the hour.
Can I just,
and I'm like,
I know.
Here's a follow-up question. Why do we have it?
And here's my thing, though, too, to be honest with you. I don't take it personally against people issuing the tickets. Hey, here's what your job is today. We're going to pay you to do this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're doing their job. That's not, but I just don't think $21, I just think that's quite the punishment. I mean, like $8 would be great, but
10.
$21, and then if you don't get to it within 5 days, even including the weekends, I believe, then it's $34, then it's $55 in a really short time. And that's the part that gets me.
Then you go to jail.
I mean, it's just why do they have to be so expensive?
I think a grace period, because... And they even admitted, and we talked, sometimes it's minutes. And you could be in a restaurant, and it could be there, because the service could take a little bit longer, but I don't know. I mean, we're talking about parking, but it's a complaint we get. And then we talked about noise, and, you know, we talked about homeless. Those are things that, even though they're in charge of the sizzle and creating activities, they've got to lean in a little bit to the things. You can't cover up bad things by just talking about the good things, because the bad things, they're still there. So we talked about what are you going to do about it? And Brian said something that really made sense. He goes, look, we don't really have a lot of the homeless issues on the west side that they do on the east side. And that's because new communities on the west side, and we manage homelessness better than they do on the east side. So, you know, I just, there's work to be done, but I think they're doing a great job. I mean, I like both those guys. I think they're working hard. They got some cool events coming up. You know, obviously Friday's on the Fox, but that Ignite's going on.
Oh, man, a friend of mine sent me a whole bunch of videos on the drone shows.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, aren't those cool?
They are.
Did you see those?
Yeah, I just noticed. I talked about them with someone else. Those light up.
I would rather
sit
and watch that versus a fire show any day.
Yeah, and one of my kids is just afraid of fireworks because of the, you know, of course my dog too, but my youngest daughter. And those, they're not loud and
they're magnificent.
Yeah, they are.
I never, until yesterday when we had the guy from it, I never even heard of them.
That Oshkosh thing. So there's some things. I'm in Menasha. Yeah, that's right. They had the 150th this weekend. There are some things that we do here, but you can't keep doing the same thing. You got to upgrade. And the way you sometimes learn about upgrading is by studying the competition. Not that Menasha's competition, but that drone thing is very, very,
very
cool.
Can you imagine that over the Fox? Yeah, over the
I can.
Oh, my Lord, would that be spectacular.
Yeah, so we got to work on that. But anyway,
we need to buy a drone, and by the draft, we need to be able to put together our own shows. Think about it.
We talked about the draft downtown. That would be cool to do that down here, because then we get people. We need to get a hook down here. I mean, we have a lot of stuff that's unique to Titletown. But on the other hand, you know, if people had their choice, they may go to Lambeau. But if we have a drone show or something very unique down here that they're not doing there, I think that'll get people down here. And then they're going to be like, wow, this is a cool space.
Got to get the Badger Band here.
Yeah, right.
Got to do that again at Titletown. That was spectacular.
I bet you they're going to be playing at Lambeau. Because when at the Detroit, they had the...
did they?
Not the Badger.
Go, did you? Okay, you know who we need to talk to? We got to get to the bottom of?
What's that?
Our Mayor Eric. Mm-hmm. He must have done something to tick off the Mayor of Detroit. Because, boy, did I get blown off from the mayor of Detroit when he asked him to come on the show.
I don't know.
We got Eric, if you're listening, what did you do over there? What did you do?
I sent a follow-up and just said, hey, look, we need you on our show to talk about the draft. They did.
That one is on our Mayor Eric's
No,
head.
It's not.
Yes, we're going to get to the bottom of this, what he did.
It's not.
We're going to send a quick break back after this.
Ball show.
Happy Friday to you, everybody. You can tell Amanda's in.
Yes.
Spinning the hits. Good Amanda, spinning the hits. Good morning, Amanda, in her tie-dyed hippie land
I saw
t-shirt.
That.
What's going on? It brings you back to 1967, man.
I
remember of it. Oh, so you know what we got to get? You know, I was telling Schwabba about this yesterday. A great guest for him to get on, but I want to get him on now, too. He's a guy, and I know you, when you don't know of a guy, you think he's a nobody because you've never heard of him. So, with that being said, I've mentioned this before. I want to get this guy on. His name is Chris Eric Stevens. And he's born in Ishpeming, raised in Ishpeming.
Wow.
His grandma lived just down the road from me in Nagani.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Then he became one of the top three disc jockeys in the United States of America.
Wow.
One of the three top DJs
in the whole United States, New York, California.
Yeah, I would say Imus was number one at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve Dahl at LS was number two.
Totally.
And I think Chris was number three.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway. So
he's got some Ishpeming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. And then okay. I bet a million. How many people out there used to listen to WLS at night?
I think I listened to WLS.
And how many people remember Chris Eric Stevens? Hey, everybody, it's Chris Eric Stevens. What's going on in Chi-Town, 62? Out at Midway, 64 at the Loop. 89, WLS Weather.
Yeah, I do remember that. I don't remember the name, I can be honest with you. But I did listen to that. That's high school stuff for us, right?
Yes, absolutely. But anyway, but then, you know what he does now? He's done so many voice. I bet you've heard his voice 100 times. And he's been in TV shows. You can look him up, IMDb. But he does, he's got a job. Actually, one of the reasons I'd like to talk to him, to be honest with you, I'd like to get into that business for doing like trailers, movie trailers.
Oh, Johnny, there's money in that.
On a dark, windswept landscape.
Windswept.
In New Mexico. 1874. It was called the Badlands.
That's in North Dakota. Man, that's not Mexico.
Whatever. There's Badlands down there too.
No, they're Badlands.
Oh, you can't take a little. They call it. There's a term South for Dakota. That where you can change things around and you're not supposed to. Nobody has a problem with it.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
You lost my whole thing.
Anyway, so this guy.
But I want to be that guy.
Yeah. There's. I don't know if there's money
one
in
man.
That. There's money in if you like become a like. Cartoon character.
He does that too.
Yeah, that's where there's.
He does that too.
There's money in that.
Look, can you look
good
him
for
up,
him,
Amanda? Please.
Does he still live up there?
No, he lives in L.A. He's big time. He's a lot of. That's why Schwab would be perfect for a show.
It would. All right, get him on.
What was his name?
Chris Eric Stevens. Anybody out there? Do you remember Chris Eric Stevens was a phenomenal disc jockey for WLS when WLS was like king of the Midwest?
They were. Oh, I'll give you that. I don't remember that guy, but yeah. Okay, good. Well, I'm happy for him. Did you know him? Did you guys grow up together?
No. He was older than me.
All right.
But I remember him on the air. His name on the air in Ishpeming for WJPD was Paul Vile. Then he changed to Chris Eric Stevens. I still remember this. I mean, I remember
Paul
I grew
Vile.
Up with him.
Vile.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You got him, Amanda? Read some of his highlights, please.
Oh.
Well, I thought I did.
I don't know what that is.
No. Hang on, I'll get
but
it.
I don't think that's him. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, when you hear it, you'll know.
All right.
I mean, I know you think I've got a phenomenal voice. His is even better.
Okay. What? Whose birthday is it today?
All right. Hey, today is, oh my God. Today is Take Your Dog to Work Day.
I know. I saw that when I got in this morning.
Why
I wish I would have known that. Because I just saw it this morning when I got here. I don't get that. I read the news. Like, I can tell you some of the things that are going on. In the world, I read a little bit of the local news. I read the paper before I get here. I do not read this happy birthday
Take
stuff.
Take your dog to work day, and you did not do it.
I didn't know it. Don't tell him.
You know what we should have done.
She listens every day.
He does. Don't tell him.
You know what we should have done.
Take your cat.
Hey,
to
Milton.
Work day.
Hey, Milton. How does that make you feel?
I know he's not gonna like that.
Hey, Milton. How's things in the big lonely house where Daddy is up at work having a good time,
and you're supposed to be here.
Yeah. Think about it.
Okay, I think I found it now.
Milton, every one of us brought our dogs to work except your dad.
Yeah. 11 o'clock at Fun Loving WMYQ, Miami, and I am Chris Eric Stevens.
There you go.
That is cool.
Yeah. Hey, give me one more. Does he have a WLS one?
It's 11:03, honey, and I saw the light.
Listen
and
to that.
No better. Todd Rundgren gets it on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Todd Rundgren gets it on.
Chris Eric Stevens, 11:06, all over you with bread, baby. Cut yourself a slice.
With,
I own it.
What, did you hear that? Did you hear
catch
that?
Yourself
with
a
bread,
slice.
Baby. Get yourself a slice. Oh,
everyone needs a catchphrase.
Yes.
That is cool. That
okay,
guy,
when
I'd
Todd comes
to
back, I'm going to ask him to play some bread for a very special thing, and I'm going to intro it like that. Yeah. Check it out with a little bread. How about you grab yourself a slice? Yeah. What do you think?
I think
that's cool.
That guy had good energy.
We're going to have a whole new type of show.
Is that, are those guys still around?
No. Not really.
Yeah.
That was that era, though. That's how they sounded in that era.
That's like.
Yes. But smooth.
Cool. Right.
Cool, smooth. That's where they were big time celebrities.
Yeah.
Big time celebrities. So,
wow.
Yeah. So we're getting him on.
Okay.
I've got his number. I got a contact for him, the whole thing.
Really?
Yes.
I think he'd be great.
Yeah. You know, Todd was sending me some of your old videos last night of you broadcasting. You sounded a wee bit like it. Just a little bit. Not as good.
What? TV or radio?
TV.
Oh. Destroy. Destroy after watching.
Yeah. That guy's great.
Yes.
Okay. I enjoyed that.
Okay. So Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Uh-huh.
How cool was my buddy's dog yesterday?
Oh, man.
How cool. Cody's dog.
Yeah.
Scout.
Smoke.
Smoke, you're right.
Smoke.
That was a cool dog.
That dog protected him, boy.
But he just loved him. I mean, he didn't want to move 6 inches away from him. Yeah, that was cool. Today's also smoothie day. I'm getting some fresh picked strawberries this weekend.
Are you? Yeah. You going?
Well, I got some family members who are going to go for
drop them off. Yeah. You want to go, Dad? No,
Dom,
no, no.
My-
you just drop them off. I got a toothache.
Well, I can't. It's hard to, when you got a bad toothache, it's hard to lean over like that.
Yeah.
Well, it is, because then all your weight goes towards your jaw.
The blood would go up there.
And the blood goes up there. You could pass out. That's happened to people. I swear, I saw it. This from William. Larry Lujack, WLS or KAAY, Little Rock, Arkansas. I didn't get that one, but what I did get, another one, because it used to be the AM, those signals would go crazy at night.
Yes.
And
it'd
skip and bounce. Another one was WOWO in Evansville, Indiana. The Whoa Whoa Way says WOWO coming away from Evansville, Indiana.
No. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, so you'd be laying in bed with your little transistor and trying to, you know, find a station like that. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it when you get a ball game, like from the South, like a Braves game. Yeah. You had those super stations and then have those Southern accent.
And those guys.
And coming up next, right. Claudel Washington. Claudel having a nice night. He's 1 for 2. Couple stolen bases. Good looking ball player, isn't he, Bubba? Boy, he sure is. Let me tell you something. This is a fellow they got down in the minor leagues. They find him. He's down from around Macon, Georgia. He's a homegrown boy here. And it's good to see him up and coming to the Braves organization. He'd be a heck of a ball player for us.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't listen in that detail. But
I listened to him that detail.
I think you did.
It's like listening to another world. Another world. Peaches and Cream Day. Is that the group or the Peaches and Cream?
Why not both?
Not a huge peach guy, you?
No.
Not a huge peach guy. Selfie day.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever taken a selfie.
Come
you,
on.
Where you take a picture. No, where you say, oh, I look good today. I'm going
to
take a picture.
If you go to your phone
so
and it has
say,
photos.
Oh, yeah, you look so handsome.
No, but if you go to your phone, I'll do that if we can do before we get back. And it tells you how many selfies you have on your phone.
Yeah, I didn't take any. All right. Hardly. We got a lot of stuff going on today. Mind on the mirror. Stay with us. Mind on the Mirror here on a beautiful Friday morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 64 degrees in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 67 in Oshkosh. But we're talking about this weather. It's just been, June is like flying by, but haven't been a lot of nice days.
I don't know if nice days, there hasn't been a good stretch.
Good stretch, yeah.
You know?
And that, you know, okay, no, don't even. I have not done as much bike riding as I had planned.
Because of the weather, of course.
Because of the weather.
Yeah, there's no bikes out. I haven't seen a bike out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got this one, Terry. Tired of rain and clouds. From today through Saturday, another 2 inches of rain. You won't hear me complain about hot, sunny weather. Thank you, Terry.
But, Terry, I think it's going to rain for a couple hours, and then we're going to have 6 hours of not rain. I think this has been... And I don't know if this is all that.
I feel bad for people with graduation parties and things like that.
I know.
That's what I feel. Because I'll tell you what, when you've got that graduation party and you put in all that time and effort and you see that forecast.
Yeah.
My nephew says tomorrow.
Is
it? I know.
That's what I mean. There's so many. I feel bad for that.
Some people have rather big parties and they actually spend money in catering food. And if it does get rained out or something happens... We at the homeless shelter are the recipient of some of that food, which is nice.
And then if they don't eat it, I am.
That is kind of the process.
I'm the third wheel.
But, you know, like...
When the homeless people say, we're full, we're done, throw it away. Do you guys want to save this? No, throw it away. Then he brings it to me.
I do once in a while. But, you know, we have lunch and we have lunch on Saturdays and Sundays and, of course, dinner every night. But... you know, there's many of the people who live at our shelter work, but some of them don't. And it's nice to have, you know, food. I think that's good for the soul. And I think you got to make sure you got your nutrition. And some people drop off. Sometimes there's some pretty, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, I know.
Because it's your kid's graduation. And even your son has dropped off food at a funeral.
From a funeral home,
because he works in that business. And you don't want to waste. I mean, just as much as we're, you know, we consume a lot, we don't like to waste. No. I don't think. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, the next step is throwing it away.
Yeah, that's, you want to do that. No. So, anyway.
I would say this. So, you talk about garage. I had what I was told at the graduation party. This was Dom when he graduated.
Yeah.
The greatest thing that people had ever seen at a graduation party.
Rip your floats?
Nope.
What's it we had?
Fried cheese curd stand.
That's a good one.
That was extremely popular. Got my man Nick, and he had one of his help. What was where they fired up?
Oh, that's
and people,
cool.
And like the people from the UP that were there, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Are these?
That's
it's
cool.
It's like what's breaded fries cheese. They're like, this is like the greatest thing I've ever tasted.
Wow.
Where does this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so if anybody's out there looking to really take a graduation party over the top, hire out one of Nick's people for the fried cheese curds.
And yes. I do want to say...
Wait a minute. Big Wayne.
Oh.
Read Big Wayne's alert.
I can't see.
Oh, you don't have your glasses. Big Wayne says this radio year is not helping the bees, unfortunately.
Oh.
Wayne, give us a call. Tell us what's up with that.
And so Johnny,
because Jim has to give you a very big compliment on something.
Yeah, when I came in this morning, so I gave you a compliment.
Yes.
Because... For a guy that never sleeps through the night, you
can't believe what he did. Wasn't at 3 in the morning.
Wasn't what I was thinking of you, Wayne. I mean, you are a bodybuilder, but that's not what I was thinking about. Was...
Well, hey, I'm not judging. I mean, whatever it is. But 3 o'clock in the morning. Does Wayne have our number, or do you have Wayne's number? I don't know if we. Okay,
it's 2:30.
Wayne, text us your number. We got to talk to you about something.
It's 2:30.
2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it wasn't 3.
So you slept from.
Well, you got to admit, the people don't really care about this, but the night before, I got up at 12:30 and stayed up until our show at 6, and then I had a lot of stuff going on yesterday.
Well, you and I both, we
were a busy day.
From 12:30 in the morning till the end of our show. I mean, that's, yeah.
Well, then you went home and took a nap. I had to go to work at the shelter, and then I had to tape my show for Sunday.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
I was talking to some people there. They say a lot of times it's like, hey, has anybody seen Jim? And they'll go through that one dorm thing, and you'll be sleeping in the far bunk taking a nap. They say that happens.
There's 118 places to sleep there. You're right.
Do you have Wayne? Big Wayne.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
hey,
driving.
Wayne.
I'm here. I'm here for you.
So, wait, first thing, Jim was... Okay, so Jim, go ahead. Tell the story, Jim.
So, Wayne, I never sleep through the night. I haven't slept through the night in, I don't know, 25 years. I usually wake up and I usually read or play solitary or something. But
solitary?
Yeah.
Solitaire?
Yeah, solitaire.
Okay.
That's the most...
No, you said solitary. You always change things a little bit.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
So this morning I got up at, it was 2:30. And I was kind of hungry because we had such a long day. I think I went to bed at like, I'm not kidding you, like 8:30.
All right.
So I got up at 2:30. I thought, I'm not going to fall back asleep. But, you know, and I went downstairs, and I have shrimp. I like shrimp. It's all peeled, but it wasn't cooked. So I cooked the shrimp. This is at 2:30 in the morning in olive oil.
Do you have the tails taken off, too?
Yeah.
You took the
hook? Okay. I don't like
I don't either.
Too much work.
Yeah.
And then I put in your garlic, and it was...
Oh, me hungry.
Oh man,
I know.
It was so good.
Butter. Really,
you're gonna have fresh garlic here pretty soon. The green garlic is the best because it's so strong.
I've never had that.
Great tasting. So yeah.
But he was talking this morning before he went on the air. What do you do that your garlic is so much better than what you'd buy at a store?
Yeah, because if I run out of yours, I buy it.
But there's a big difference.
Well, Well, most of the garlic that you buy in the store, so there's two different types of garlic. There's hard neck garlic and soft neck garlic. So soft neck garlic doesn't grow very well in northern climates. So therefore, that's where we usually get it from, California and the southern states year round, because obviously it can grow it there. Hard neck garlic is what grows well in northern climates, but of course it's only available, you know, when we can grow it. And hard neck garlic tends to be much larger and then also stronger tasting. Like for instance, I grow music, like Russian, like German extra hardy. Those tend to be more spicy. So they hold their flavor because when you cure them and they dry out, so that, you know, garlic usually lasts for about a year if you're them properly, but of course then the flavor dissipates from
not in my house.
No, but Jim even asked that why yours is so much stronger and more
it
flavor.
Wasn't really stronger, it was just
flavor.
Richer whatever richer, the right word is. Yeah, okay, so that's why yours is a hard neck garlic,
right? Yep.
Okay. So it's different for what you would buy in a store
than the California's.
Well, that obviously, and then I think it's just, you know, I think just like anything, like I grow celery too, which isn't very common for gardeners. But the celery, you know, when you buy in the store, celery is celery. It's watery tasting. There's not a whole lot of flavor. But I can tell you, homegrown garlic, it's like the first bite of bubblicious bubble gum. You know,
wow.
It's like just an explosion of taste. I'll bring you some of that. That's almost
right. All right, and I think when you know, I say you could get an honest friend to come in your house to tell you, you know, how it smells. You know, but I like the smell of garlic.
I love it.
Oh my God. I do.
Love garlic, so, and butter frying together is the greatest smell in the world.
2:30 this morning, you could have. It was my house smelled like that.
Hey, can I ask you something?
It was good though.
I should have brought you in some garlic scapes. So right about a week ago. So what happens is when everything wants to propagate. So when garlic goes to seed, it shoots off the scapes, and at the end of the scapes is the seed pod. So you want to clip those off so that all the energy goes back into the bulb. But you can use the garlic scapes, and you can make garlic pesto out of it.
Oh,
that would be good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Hey, by the way, you know why it doesn't smell bad in here? Because you were even like, oh, my God, I smell like garlic today. I got to tell you something. How do I smell?
That's weird.
This is no lie. Because even when I bought this yesterday from the dollar store, I thought, I got to tell Jim about this. It is pink. What was it?
John.
Pink. Oh,
pink,
I'm trying.
Anything pink. No, why listen, would you do buying
listen,
pink?
It's pink.
Pink anything you shouldn't buy.
Just listen. It's pink grapefruit and like peach flavored body wash. And I used that today. And I just.
Are you sure it wasn't? Were you at the $1.25 store or the dollar store?
Well, it's $1. Actually, it's $1.50. But it's like, should I really buy something? I say, yeah, I'm going to. And I just feel effervescent.
Oh my gosh! Listen to that. He read the label.
When I get my glisten,
I feel effervescent.
Today, that's gonna be amazing. How good I'm gonna smell.
Word of the day. Effervescent.
Yeah, effervescent. The word of the day is.
Did you? Are you sure you didn't buy it at? No, I shouldn't say.
Don't
that.
Don't just you know you try to go. Just don't. Just stop. Just bail. Pull the cord. You're jumping out of the plane.
I am. Okay,
pull the cord.
I'm done.
Hey, Big Wayne, we missed you. You got to get your butt in here soon.
And thanks again for the garlic. Thank you for breakfast this morning.
Thank you for all your tips. But you know what, Wayne? You know what you have not done? You know where you failed miserably at?
What?
Getting me those mushroom seeds from Marinette.
Oh, Peshtigo.
Peshtigo.
That's right.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I'll work on that. I'll work on that. Mushroom spawn, not seeds.
Yeah, because I'm going to be going up there again in a couple of weeks. So I need some because I got to start my – would we have mushrooms by the time for the draft?
Ask him.
Would I have mushrooms by the time for the draft?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Wayne, we gotta put thing together, all of us. We're trying to do a stand. We would like you to be involved with our stand.
We're going to
If you spread out wine cap mushroom spawn right now, you could probably have it by the fall.
Okay.
Possibly, if you took care of it.
Then I could dry them out and sell dried mushrooms. Think about it.
That would be.
Probably wouldn't be a good idea, but hey.
Oh, okay.
We're going to sell pasties, right? Pasties.
Well, we don't know. Have
we
you
got
seen the front page of the.
Oh,
press
I'm
going to
get to that
today?
Later. Did you see the paper today?
Nope.
I mean, I'm happy for the guy, but visit an original. This guy is like Mr. Pasties, but he's from Tigerton, which is like. Kind of Wapaka. It's not
hour
even
and a half.
It's not even your neck of the woods.
No, it's not.
But this guy like has a business, a sign. Looks like he's making bank.
He's got a sign.
It's a nice sign.
A nice sign. We don't even have a
kind
sign.
No. Kind of like the A-Frame Acres honey cart.
There you go.
A lot.
It is.
Exactly.
In the driveway.
So we gotta.
Yes, we want to have you there.
We either gotta partner with this guy.
No.
Or put him out.
No, we're just gonna partner with Wayne.
You know, right.
It'll be like, hey, Wayne, did you ever used to watch that show, The Irish Mafia?
No.
Oh, it's a great show. Anybody out there watch Irish Mafia? It's probably about 10 years ago. Man, did you watch that? It was a series. It was about the Amish in Pennsylvania. They actually have like a mafia. The Amish have a mafia.
Wow.
And they would go around because these people would put up these roadside stands. It'd be like, Amish made honey. And that was one of them, Wayne, was Amish made honey. And the guy comes up, you know, because these are the real Amish with the hats and the buggies and everything. Dude. It's like, hello, friend. Who are you? So, I am Brother So-and-so. Where are you from? I am from the Masonic land over yonder. What are you here? Well, because I'm just spreading my honey. you know, Mormon made, or not Mormon, Amish made honey. And it's like, what sect are you, brother? It's like, what? And he would tear the guy's place apart. He would physically, yes, he would physically take the stuff, smash all his stuff, destroy his stand, and get in his buggy and drive away. True story.
If he brings his buggy to Swamaqua on White Pine Road, there's going to be a throwdown.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Or if this guy's claiming these are Uper passes.
So that's why we might do
so
the...
So we need you for the muscle, eh?
But I don't know. I don't like the Irish. We're going to stick with the Italian mafia. We'll get Mino and some of his cronies.
Oh, but I'm telling you, these Amish mafia guys, nobody to mess with.
Wow.
I'm serious.
My official A-frame t-shirts, when I get them made, they're going to be sleeveless.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Show the tattoo.
All right, I got to go.
Okay, right, go Wayne. Do some work.
Good talking
See
to
you, Wayne. Thank you. Brian texts me. No one should admit to watching that show, Mino, but I watched the whole season.
I agree. It was the Amish Mafia.
It was a true story. It was a documentary. It wasn't, you know, a movie. It was about the actual Amish.
Okay, you said
mafia.
Irish. Yeah, Amish. Okay, yeah.
Amish Mafia in Pennsylvania.
I can see those guys going in
hardcore.
Right. I would see them going busting up some.
Oh, yeah. And
scammers.
They busted this one guy, one of their elders. Busted him with a hooker in a hotel. Yeah. No lie. I mean, it's anybody can find that show, you got to watch it.
Okay.
Amish Mafia. I thought about being Amish. I'm not even kidding about
that.
This. I'm not lying about this because I thought I love that lifestyle. They basically woodwork. They work in the garage. Okay. That's the main thing they do is they work in their garages, in their barns.
I could do that.
And I like the buggies they have with the enclosure. You could like sleep in those. In the back?
No.
Yeah, I could.
Then you got to go. Those horses, they go so slow. They use our highways, which, you know, they don't pay taxes. I don't know, man. That's.
How do you know they don't pay taxes?
Hey, the Amish, you really think the. Okay, the Amish pay, a lot of our roads are funded through a gas tax. How much fuel do the Amish burn off, Johnny?
If I'm not going to pay my fair share of taxes, I'm not going to be Amish. What are you sent to bring?
On my chin, but if I finish all of my chores and you finish dine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699.
What is this?
Gangster Paradise.
Gangsta.
It's, Coolio, what's that?
No, it's Weird Al. It's Amish Paradise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, listen.
A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care. In fact, I wish him well. Because I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell.
Who's that?
Weird Al.
You've never heard that.
Amish Paradise.
Amish Paradise.
I thought it was Gangster Paradise when you first played
it. So it's a parody. But
yeah.
Picking up on the Amish. Okay, I got it.
Yes.
That's.
No, I respect the heck out of the Amish. I do. I could live with Amish people.
They make good furniture, right?
They make great furniture. Yeah. They make their own goat cheese, which I'd like to do.
If you're living in that world, you should stay in that world, don't you think? I mean, really, I'm just trying to, for their safety, because how often do you read, like, Pennsylvania, even Wisconsin, they get wiped out?
They get Rumspringer.
What's that?
Rumspringer.
What's that?
So at a certain age in the Amish world, they allow the young children to come into the modern world.
Yes, and decide which way they
want
to go.
If they want to stay or not.
That's in the Amish Mafia show. Yes.
No, but
they let them go and party and stuff like that.
Yep.
But if you get in the western part of the state, those curvy roads you come around. It's like I don't mind. Well, I shouldn't say I don't mind, but sometimes you hear about it and the. The guy, you know, they get killed, right? Because the truck comes around and takes them out. I feel sorry for the horse.
The whole thing.
And sometimes they have kids in there.
I know. It's terrible. Hate that.
I'm just saying, Johnny, if they want to live off the land and be, you know, not use electricity and not pay taxes, they should stay off the land. You know, they should stay off taxpayer entities. So I don't think they should be allowed on our highways. I just don't. And I don't, nothing against Amish. You know, I get the whole, that's a religion, right? Or is that just a culture?
I don't know. Okay, let me ask you. So do you think bicyclists shouldn't be allowed on the highways?
There's bike lanes. There's sure lanes.
Well, are there no bike lanes on the highway, on Highway 41?
Yeah, I think we need to, there's a lot.
So are you saying they shouldn't be allowed?
No, this is what I'm saying.
All the cyclists out there,
they should all get,
Jim doesn't want you riding on the streets.
We should build them their own dedicated bike. It'd be safer. And we should also build, with all this money that we spent on this infrastructure law that we passed, or the infrastructure bill that we passed, wasn't a law, it was a bill. Yeah. We should have dedicated areas, you know, 18, 20, 25 feet for bikes, bicyclists alone, and then have two lanes just dedicated to semis and get them, and then four lanes dedicated to cars. That's the way I would.
How much would that cost, and how long would that take?
Well, I don't know. When did we start the interstate system? 60s?
I don't know.
That was a good idea back then. Okay. I mean, better than railroad. But this, we could have done it with the money they allocated for the infrastructure bill. And if they would have taken my design, we would have.
You had a design for this.
Well, that concept, I should say, to design. But it would have cost money to acquire some of the right of way. But it would. We have 100 people.
Saying, okay, so let's say
100 people die a day in car accidents. Had they adopted my concept, it would go down to maybe 90% reduction in deaths.
So okay, say it again. So two lanes for regular cars.
Four.
Four lanes for regular cars.
Yeah.
Another two lanes for semis.
Yep.
And then another lane for bikes.
Yeah.
So you're talking seven lanes.
Right. Mm-hmm. You bet.
How are you going to find room for seven lanes?
You got to buy the land. It's not cheap. Right. Look, when we did Webster, it's not cheap to acquire property. But
well,
you
I know that, and that's why
not,
I'm saying.
It's not crazy either. You know, you do the. They get an estimate, you get an estimate, and then judge is going to say, look, this is the price, and boom, you buy it. Do you realize how much money we had in the infrastructure bill? Wasn't it like trillions? I mean,
I don't think as many of us in this room look at the infrastructure bills as you do.
That would have been a great.
Did you happen to see that one, Amanda?
Oh, man, I missed it.
I know. How did I miss it? I was looking for
it. I feel foolish.
I was all excited.
I think we could have done a better job. We're not going to go to high-speed rail. I mean, everybody says we're going to, and maybe I'm wrong, but at my age, we're not going to. You know, I remember Obama's like, oh, we'll have high-speed rail going everywhere. That's Americans. First of all, we love our cars, right? We were built on the auto industry. People love their cars. And the other thing is that, you know, we're not Europe. I mean, this country is huge. And I just don't see people taking trains. And then even if you have trains, you have to have the infrastructure built when you get there, because trains aren't like buses where they can go and go here, here, and here. It's just they go to one spot. So then you have to have, you know, either cars or bikes or Ubers or other. Just, I think we have a good system here. It's just, it could be much better if we would invest in what we have, vehicles. But again, I think trucks, God bless them, because they're moving freight, but I think they cause a lot of accidents. They throw off a lot of water. I think they jackknife. And so I think you get dedicated cars, dedicated trucks, dedicated bicyclists.
Okay.
And I think that would reduce deaths and injuries. I just think it would be like, wow, that's. So anyway, that's what I would like to do. But back to the Amish. I don't think I'd give them a lane.
But maybe, back to the Amish.
Maybe they could use the bike lane. Maybe. But I would charge a toll.
Why?
One homemade rocker.
Well,
what's that?
One rocker.
One rocker.
I would probably take that.
What do you have against the Amish? I love the Amish. I embrace the Amish culture.
When the Amish have a farm, do they? Is it a religion or is it a culture? Because do they pay taxes?
I
really want to know.
Jim. I don't know.
I will find out.
I don't know.
Because if they're tax exempt, I would charge a toll.
Well, I wouldn't. I'm a big fan. I got a text here from my buddy Big Daddy. Mino, you're about as much Amish as I am anorexic. That's fine.
I don't know the guy, but I can picture him.
According to the Wisconsin Bakers Association, the Amish do pay income and property taxes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well,
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
For all the Amish listening in their barns right now,
thank
you know what? Much respect for you, and you go on out there in the roads because you paid for them. So there.
No, but that's not really true.
Here we go.
Because a lot of the funding from the roads comes through a gas tax.
Okay. You think they don't use gas?
Yeah. I'm just saying they don't use gas. The horses drink, don't they eat carrots?
What do you
think? They don't eat gas.
How do they fire up their riding lawnmowers?
I don't think they have riding lawnmowers. They're out there like with tweezers and scissors.
How do you think they use their wood chippers?
I don't think they do that.
They do wood chippers. They got wood chippers, Jim.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I just bought some Amish made wood chips.
I'd like to know, can you Google how much gas do the Amish buy?
A lot.
Nah, they don't buy any.
Yes. Tori says, Amanda, cue up the old school clip for the mayor. I award you no points, and may the Lord have mercy on your soul. Thank
that
you,
hurt.
Tori.
Yes. That hurt.
Well, it should. It was intended to hurt.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't have time to do it, Tori.
Quick poll.
Oh, God.
Does the mayor hate Amish? Yes or no?
No, I don't. Oh, no, yeah. No.
I don't. I respect the Amish. I have their furniture in my house. I love what they do. I just think we as a country, if they're going to be allowed to take those horse and buggies with little kids in there, and I love horses, I think they should have their own dedicated lane. I think it's dangerous.
Okay.
That's great. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I have nothing against the Amish. Wow. I'm glad they pay taxes.
Wow.
All right.
If not, you shall be banished. The mafia will be coming after you.
Wrap it up.
Hey, guys, had a quick break. Mark Hughes in Bell and Sports Medicine. Up. Who saw your name?